The problem is that so many guys are focusing on themselves. They're focusing on what I look like, what's my money, what's my status. But there are other important factors. And I want to tell you another factor that is actually most important that no one really talks about, all right, and that's so critical for you to know. All right, so let's look at the surface level, what women find sexually attractive, all right? What is gonna make a woman want to jump your bones, to sleep with you? And it's not just looks, all right? Now, looks is very important, but so many guys are jaded and they believe that that's the most important and only important factor because of the society that we live in today, right? There's two primary reasons for that. One of them is the prevalence of dating apps and Instagram, right? Which basically boils down people to just their looks, right? If you have a lot of women that are on dating apps and your only way of meeting women is through dating apps, then I'm sorry, I can't really help you. What can I say? You have to be good looking if you're going to have success there. There's no woman that's going to be swiping on you that is going to want to meet up with you when there's tons of guys that are in her DMs, tons of guys that are messaging her on a dating app if you're not a top tier good looking guy, right? Just think about that, right? That makes perfect logical sense. And there's nothing to be upset about that. And in that respect, you guys that are saying that looks is most important, you're right. You're right. In a dating app scenario, in an online scenario where you don't, where you have a huge number of guys to filter from and you're going to filter guys out, you're going to filter based on looks first, right? Because it makes sense, because that's what it's geared to do, right? So that's number one. And number two, it's because that there's so many guys out there today that are preaching this message because they don't have experience with women. So when you look at the guys that tell you that looks is the only thing that matters, you find two categories of guys, really. You find guys that basically are virgins, that have had no success, no experience with women. So they don't actually know women. They haven't actually dated women. They haven't actually had sex with women. So they immediately want to say that it's looks so that they can excuse themselves from any other reason, anything that they need to work on. It's not my fault, right? This is default human behavior. And the second thing is that you've got guys, or you've got category of guys that have had success with women, mostly because of their looks, and they want that validation, right? They want to believe this. They want to say, oh yeah, I'm successful with women. Some of these guys just make it up and they just have this illusion, this fantasy of them being attractive. Some of these guys are actually attractive and they want to get their ego pumped up. And so they're kind of fueling and feeding this. And then you see them doing all kinds of experiments, always online with Tinder and stuff, trying to prove this from data, trying to look at the jawbones and all of this stuff, and trying to figure out what makes a person attractive. All right. Now, the reason why this is such a bad way of looking at things is because if you're not extremely good looking, then you're going to be extremely discouraged because you are going to get almost no results on dating apps. Now, granted, I have worked with a lot of guys and have helped them get results because you can do amazing things with photography, right? You can always highlight someone's good. And it's the same thing that women do with their Instagram, with their stories, with filters and things like that. You can, of course, make yourself look good. You can present the best version of yourself, which is going to beat out most of the guys that are even better looking by default. You can do that, but you're going to be discouraged in life if you think that that's the most important thing. And then what's going to happen when your looks fade? What's going to happen if you base everything off of that, even in a relationship, even if you're attractive, a girl is not going to constantly, when she's with you for a long period of time, she's not going to be thinking about your looks all the time. It's just not going to be as significant of a factor in the long term anyway, right? So that's why it just doesn't make sense to look at it from just that one angle and try to look at it as just looks. And it's not even true. Okay. So then the next thing that guys say is, okay, well, it's money. All right. That one we can just rule out very quickly and very easily. Yes, money can get you laid. It can get you women. The sugar daddy environment that we live in today, you see plenty of examples of that, but it doesn't actually make a woman want to have sex with you. It doesn't make a woman want you. All right. And so you can use money and that's fine. And so we can just rule that one out, right? What will money get you? By itself, it doesn't make women want to have sex with you. All right. Maybe it slightly increases that desire. Okay. Because you're successful, but that you know, moves right into the next category, which is status, which status is what I believe is most important. All right. Now, there's so much proof of this out there. It's kind of ridiculous. If you think about it, the most attractive guy that's out there is usually going to be a rock star or an actor. And people say, oh, well, what about ugly actors? You know, what about Danny DeVito or whatever? Okay, forget about that. Like, let's not use the extreme examples. But in general, being an actor is going to make you a lot more attractive than not being an actor. Being famous is going to make you a lot more attractive than not being famous. And there's plenty of ugly rock stars that just slay it because they're rock stars, right? An athlete, same thing. There's plenty of athletes that are professional athletes that really, okay, I mean, sure, they're physical, they're tall, whatever, but you know, not exactly the best physiques, not exactly the best looking guys, but again, they're slaying it. Why? Because it's status. It's not even the money, it's the status part of that, right? And you can test this out by saying, okay, well, what about someone who's like a billionaire, like Bill Gates or whatever, or, you know, just Jeff Bezos and stuff. And, you know, these guys are not going to be swimming in pussy. Okay. It's just not going to happen. Right. Because it's not just the money part. It's the status that's most important. And you're like, okay, well, doesn't Bill Gates, doesn't Jeff Bezos have status? Yes. Okay. And will he get some based on that? Sure. But it's the kind of status, right? Because it's not just being famous. It's about being famous for something important, right? So example, we could look at actors, right? If you're an actor, but you're famous for a role that is not a very sexy role. You're famous for a role of, I don't know, let's take the guy in Schitt's Creek, if you've seen that, the Roland or whatever. Okay. Okay. I mean, he's not, you know, no offense, but he's not the most attractive guy either, especially how he's presented. But him being famous and having high status, that's not going to mean anything, right? It's contextual status that indicates that you are valuable, that you're sexually desired, okay, that you are, you know, of someone that women would want to be with, right? That's what they're looking for. They're looking for these social cues, all right? This is what makes women attracted to you, but that's even not the most important thing, right? And if I had to rank the things, right, looks, money, or status, right, using that, you know, I would definitely rank status as number one, and then looks as number two. But the thing you have to really consider with all these things is that they play on each other, right? So they're multipliers, right? So status is a huge multiplier for everything, right? If you're already a good looking guy and you have status on top of that, then and yeah, you're going to be on fire. It's going to be great, right? If you're not that good looking, if you're an ugly looking guy and you've got some status, it's not going to work so well. It's going to improve you slightly, but it's not going to work so well, right? So it's not like there's some simple equation in what is the most best thing, right? Because you could even break down looks. You could say, well, what is more important? Like facial looks, is that height? Is it, you know, the jaw structure? Is it having a good physique? Is it being low body fat? What is it? You know, voice plays into that as well, right? If you have a really high pitched, annoying voice, women could discard you just based on that. So it's not about figuring out, okay, what are the most attractive traits? It's about which things are going to eliminate you from the competition. That's what's way more important. Now, if we get to what's actually the most important thing that attracts a woman in the long term and actually keeps her attraction level, it is how you make her feel. And that's also what is going to work sexually as well, right? When you think about it, you know, so many guys in the bedroom, they're trying to do all these mechanical things, right? You know, if you've had some experience there, you can know that it doesn't matter how good your technique is, how good you are at, you know, whatever. And I've got actually some content on this. If you want to know some really good technique, if you want to know how to become excellent, in fact, here's a secret. It's not technical. Okay. It's not just technical, but if you want to be excellent at going down on a girl and giving her the best orgasm of her life, I have a lesson in the Bulldog Mindset membership. Just click down below, $7 for the first month, and you can learn how to, I mean, be the best that she's ever had in her life. I can pretty much as close to guarantee you as I can, if you follow that advice, believe me, there's plenty of recommends on that. I'm not gonna overplay it here, but go check it out if you haven't. It's totally even worth the $7 to sign up for the trial membership to check that out, just to get that one piece of content. But the point is this, is that even that, and you'll learn if you watch that video in the membership, that a lot of it is not just the technique. It's the mental aspect of it. It's how you make her feel, right? If you really want to turn on a woman, and think about this, right? When you look at romance novels, when you look at what kind of television shows do women like to watch, right? What's it? Outlander, okay? Outlander, right? Think about that one, right? What's going on there? Why is that so attractive? Why do women go so crazy for that, right? You think about the books that they read. What are the things that really turn women on that they like? Right. And you're going to find that the element is is a mental element, right? So it's about how you make a woman feel. And this is so, so critical for long-term relationships, right? Because if you make a woman feel sexy around you, that is going to make her want to have sex with you. Think about that. Now, if you're really good looking, that's going to make her feel sexy. Okay. She's going to feel that automatically just being around you. There's going to be some instinctual arousal that for just being attractive or being large, being tall, right? Those are kind of cues that make her feel sexual. And so being around you, she feels that way, but it's still the focus is on how she feels, right? So that can make a difference, but status, right? Think about status in that context. What is the status? How does it make her feel, right? Well, she feels like she's special because she's around you who is special, who is of high status, who other people want to be around, who other people admire, who other women want to sleep with, okay? So that makes her feel special, which makes her attracted, right? So it's always about what a woman feels and how you make her feel. And again, like I said, for long-term relationships, you got to think about this, right? You make a woman feel like she's special. You make her feel loved, right? Again, we've gotten so far away in society from romance, right? So think of seduction, all right? Seducers. What do, right? And I don't know if you guys have read romance novels, but you should, okay? As a guy, you should really read them. And I'll tell you why. Because you will understand why women buy them, right? And what you'll find in every romance novel is the same plot. It's the same exact sequence of events. And here's the key part of it, okay? The guy in the romance novel, he's got status usually, all right? That's usually the case, right? And then what happens is that the girl is some not very special girl. She's not super attractive. She's not, you know, having all these guys all over her. She's, you know, she's attractive. She's got some good features, whatever. But she doesn't know her own worth. But this guy in the romance novel, he sees something special in her. He makes her feel extremely special and unique and makes her feel like he's got this incredible lust for her, this incredible desire for her. And she's the only girl for him. Okay. And that's what he makes her feel. And because of that, she falls in love with him and becomes more attracted to him. And again, it's about what it makes her feel. And when women are reading this, how does it make them feel, right? They're imagining that there's this guy that is acting towards them in this way. Now, guys misinterpret this, right? And they say, oh, well, are you saying, John, that you should be a super nice guy? And, you know, this is actually the problem that guys have is that they're too nice. They're too adoring to a woman and show her too much love and too much that he likes her. And that's what makes him go into the friend zone and to be a nice guy. And you're right, because it's how they do it. Right? Because the way that they're doing it is they want something. They're trying to get something from her, right? They're trying to get her approval. They're trying to get her to like them. It's not that they're confident in themselves, right? Because what does a woman want? She wants a man that is unconquerable, but she conquers him, right? Think about this, right? So women want, and you can test this, right? Women want a guy that other women want, that other men want to be like, right? Why? Why do they want that? Is it because that's just what they're wired to want? No, it's because of how it makes them feel. Think about this again. How does it make them feel to have a guy that other women want, other women desire? This guy could sleep with a lot of other women because they want him, all right? Other guys want to be like him. How does it make her feel if he says, no, I pick you. I want you out of all these women. I want you. You're special. It makes her feel good. It makes her feel desired. It makes her feel sexual and good. And so then that makes her attracted to him. That's always the thing that makes women attracted to you. So if you want a woman to have sex with you, all right, what do you have to do? You have to make her feel sexy. You have to make her feel that way. And again, you can back this up with so many pieces of evidence. I'm not going to spend too much more time on this. Like I said, if you check out the Bulldog Mindset membership, I've got a lot of reading material in there. I've got books for you. All right. I have book summaries that talk about this. One of the books that I'm about to talk about is called My Secret Garden. It's a book about women's fantasies. I highly recommend you read it. I've got a summary in the Bulldog Mindset membership. And like I said, and all the lessons on all this stuff. But the thing about that is when you look at women's fantasies, right? And these are basically anonymous fantasies, you'll find a common theme of women wanting to be potentially, we'll say, taken without their consent, right? We're not going to use the word there, the dangerous word, but also that they want to be hookers, right? Ladies of the night, we'll say that, call girls, or that they want to be used by men, or that they want to be a stripper, right? Those kind of fantasies. You'll find those fantasies. Why? It's about that desire, because it's about how they make, how it makes them feel, because they want a guy to make them feel like he can't control his desire for her, right? Which makes them feel very sexy to have other guys looking at them, to be a stripper, to be, you know, to have guys lusting over them. It makes them feel beautiful. It makes them feel sexual. It makes them feel sexy, which is going to spark that sexual desire within them. So this is the key, guys, right? So it's not worth debating over the looks and stuff like that. You can be a really good looking guy and you can cause a woman to feel a certain way, which is going to make her attracted to you. That can work, right? Even just by your size, by being tall, right? These are why those things matter. Like, because you got to ask yourself, you know, it's too simplistic to say, is it looks, money, or status, or whatever it is. It's too simplistic, okay? Because it's not, why do those things even matter, right? Genetically, why does those matter? Why does it matter from a biological standpoint? What is the actual thing that creates the desire? What is the actual thing that creates the attraction, right? And what it is that women are looking for men that are of high value, okay? High value, like I said, and those men of high value make them feel a certain way about themselves, right? And like I said, there's multiple ways to approach this. And imagine just, you know, again, from a woman's perspective, imagine if you're a very attractive guy. Imagine if you are tall and you're good looking and you have good facial aesthetics and you're built and all these things, and you're famous, you have a high status as well. And now you turn your attention to her, right? Now you make her feel special. You make her feel sexually attractive. How's she gonna feel, but, you know, by virtue of that? She's gonna feel really good about herself, okay? She's gonna feel really, really good about herself. And so she's gonna be attracted to you because of that. Now, again, the argument that a lot, I already can see it in the comments, a lot of you guys are gonna say, well, you know, when you give women attention, when you undeserved attention, that's a problem, actually. Like, liking women's posts on Instagram, are you saying that if I tell a woman that she's attractive on Instagram and I'm like, you know, heart emoji, you know, eye heart emoji, whatever, that she's going to be more attracted to me? No, she's going to think I'm a simp. She's going to be less attracted to me. Correct. Because she doesn't see you as high value or high status first, right? So if you want to gain a woman's attraction, all right, what do you need to do, right? And again, if we look at game theory and we look at all that, like, why does game work? Because it focuses on, this is the simple way to break down. The first thing you need to do is to create value. She has to see you as high value. That's why it matters. That's why, again, guys, get off of Tinder, get off of the dating apps, instead get it out there in real life where you can do this, but create value. Because if she sees you as a high status man, as a high value man first, then you do the step of making her feel special. You make her feel attractive. You make her feel like you desire her, right? Then she's going to be attracted to you. And that's the whole thing. That's exactly what you're doing. And you know, and there's some elements of taking that away, of her not being sure that she has it, of her trying to earn that. And that, you know, creates that chase element where she's going to be even more attracted to you. But the key thing is how you make her feel, right? And again, you can ask, you can talk to women. I mean, not a lot of times women are going to tell you the truth because they don't actually know what actually makes them attracted to men. But I've talked to many women, right? I have had much experience in this area myself, and I can tell you that women are not just looking for the hottest guy to have sex with. Now, sure, at sometimes that does come up, and that is the case. But even then, right, they still want to feel like they're special.